we, like many people, are somewhat questionable as to what Obamacare ultimately will look like. It could possibly be repealed completely if it's declared unconstitutional. But our position is that the healthcare, the health insurance exchange, which is not a new concept, is one of those that, as we studied it and considered it, could be a valuable thing for Texans, regardless. 2011, being that we only meet every other year, has to be the session that we get this done. If we don't do it, there's provisions in the law that says that federal government will do it. That, I will be quite frank, is a frightening thought to me, that the federal government would come in and regulate a portion of our insurance industry that has always been the purview of the state. And so in the spirit of 10th Amendment rights, I do not want to cede anything to the federal government that I think the state can do better on behalf of its citizens. Going down the road of trying to, put together things that are beneficial to Texans, regardless of whether Obamacare continues to develop and be implemented. If it does, the exchange is in place, and it's critical to the implementation of Obamacare. It's a primary vehicle that has to be in place in order to manage people into the right health care plan, whether it be Medicaid, CHIP, some other state-funded plan, whether it be a subsidy or a tax credit type of situation, or whether it's just people that are out there in the small group individual market that are looking for a place to better understand what the options are in health insurance. And that's where I think that the health insurance exchange has some potential value to the citizens out there. Is it a place that they can come to? They can better understand what's involved in the purchase of health insurance and then perhaps be facilitated to get into the right type of program out there.